From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's firing of a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan is absolutely intolerable. Mr. Abe spoke late Saturday alongside U.S. President Donald Trump at a cold news conference in Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, where Mr. Abe has been visiting with Mr. Trump. The U.S. president said his country stands behind Japan 100%. A key aide to U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House is considering all of the options it has to blunt a court ruling freezing the president's order to ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the United States. Senior policy adviser Stephen Miller spoke on Sunday on several national television programs. Miller said the Trump administration recognizes the equality of the three branches of the U.S. government, but said there is no such thing as judicial supremacy. He pointed out that no foreign national has a constitutional right to enter the country. Turkish troops and Syrian rebels pushed their way Sunday into the heart of the town of Al-Bab, an Islamic State bastion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the forces would soon take control of the entire town in northern Syria. Despite those claims, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighting is still concentrated on the outskirts of the town. Military sources say al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Mogadishu in a dawn attack Sunday. Residents in the villages of Tasile and Warmahan say the militants attacked government troops at two camps. This is VOA News.